Now, the eThekwini Mayor, Xolisi Kaunda, is busy giving an update about what is happening with recovery efforts in KwaZulu-Natal following the floods there. Of course, many, many people lost their lives, many people still missing, lots of roads being affected, various infrastructure needs to be rebuilt. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, watching that one for us. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Rebuilding efforts in the province, what's happening with all of that?
Well, Mandy, you'd remember that last week it started with the rebuilding of roads, the most affected N2 highway, which is also the busiest highway in the province. We were told it that over 6 billion rands will be needed to build road infrastructure. But today, eThekwini Mayor Xolisi Kaunda was assessing some of the most affected areas. This includes Cheminyama and Marian Ridge, where the power station there, Mandy, supplying electricity to over 7 communities, was affected 2 days after the floods, but was also flooded mainly. So he visited that area this morning to see work being done there. I can tell you that electricity has been restored in various parts of that community and other communities around it. We are currently now, Mandy, in Molweni. We are following the mayor as we visit different community halls. We've been to 5 shelters already where community members are housed. The mayor, of course, wanting to hear concerns from community members about the lack thereof, mostly in those communities. But I can tell you that the situation still remains, dire for community members, regardless of government saying we are now on the phase of rebuilding. But community members really mainly are still destitute and are still raising concerns in this regard, mainly.
Nhlanhla, as you go through the various areas following the mayor and he's speaking to communities, what is the sense you get from the people that he is speaking to? And what does the scene look like? Those initial images we saw coming out of KwaZulu-Natal were devastating, where there was so much debris and just upheaval. Does it still look like that, or is there a semblance of things getting back to normal?
Well, there's no sense that things are getting back to normal. You can tell that, those working for the municipalities are trying to, build in various parts of the province, but the sense of destitute, the sense of people in need, you can still sense it no matter where you go in the areas that are affected. Just for this morning, Mandy, while following this particular convoy, the mayor passed in Nazareth, where 16 people are still missing, who, of course, were said to have drowned. Some houses, mainly, when you look at them, you can still tell of how much of a dire situation this is for some communities. Last week, you'd recall that we visited some communities, halls, where people are raising concerns about being housed. They're raising issues of comfortability, raising issues of privacy, especially women and other elderly women. So today, interestingly, when the mayor visited the Wat Dinangwabo community hall in Molweni, west of Durban, community members there actually questioned him about items that were supposed to be distributed for them, but never reaching their community or the shelters. This includes things like food, mainly. Food was a major issue, and water included was a major issue, that some community shelters said that they only received a breakfast only at 1, which then brings to question who is in charge of these food allocations. But the mayor was questioning about such things. Does he know who signs for this? Does he know when are they supposed to be delivering? Are these the right times to be delivering, given the nature of these housing situations that they currently are? But I've also spoke about transit camps that he said the city was, in fact, had embarked on a process to restore people there. But they also raised concerns about that, mainly saying, how is the municipality making sure that they are really allocated those? Because there are lots of things that they were supposed to receive but have not received many.
Well, Nhlanhla, thank you very much for that report. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, out in various parts of KwaZulu-Natal with the mayor at the moment, Xolisi Kaunda. And things just obviously not getting back to normal in KwaZulu-Natal. People really are still bearing the brunt of the floods and everything that accompanied that. It is a dire humanitarian situation indeed, and government needs to expedite everything that it's doing so that people can get just basic foodstuffs and water and roofs over their head. And there is definitely a matter of urgency there.